With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Former President Donald Trump appeared at a campaign event in Las Vegas Thursday night. The GOP presidential nominee spoke to a meeting of the conservative political action group Turning Point Action. Donald Trump saying our country is in bad shape because of the current leadership.
This is terrible, what's happening to our country. This is terrible. We have people that are grossly incompetent. We have the worst president in the history of the United States. We have the worst vice president in the history of the United States.
The former president says if elected, he will fix the economy and seal the border with Mexico.
With your vote in this election, we will end inflation. We, all of us together, we will stop the invasion. And we will bring back the American dream, something you haven't heard about 4 years.
Mr. Trump also held a news conference in Austin, Texas yesterday and was interviewed by Joe Rogan. Also at SRNnews.com, President Vladimir Putin said yesterday that it was Russia's business whether or not it decided to use North Korean troops, and said that if Ukraine wanted to join NATO, then Moscow would do what it wanted to ensure its own security. White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby says there may be more North Korean forces inside Russia than earlier anticipated.
It is possible that there are now more than 3,000 troops from North Korea that are that have been dispatched to Russia for outfitting and for training. The other day I said it was about 3,000. We believe that it's possible, and we're looking into reports that the number could be north of that.
Israel has launched airstrikes targeting what it described as military targets in Iran in retaliation for a ballistic missile assault October 1st. There were no immediate information on damage or casualties. You'll find more at srnnews.com. A new study of America's men with SRN's Michael Harrington.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that 66% of adult males say the primary way they learned how to be a man was from listening to their father. Mom helped some too, and then there's social media. 18% of young poll respondents say what they see on the web has influenced how they believe they should behave as a man. Meanwhile, the Pew report reveals that young women are much more influenced by social media, more than twice as much as men. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The international abortion campaign is now targeting Antigua and Barbuda. Doctors, nurses, and activists there are fighting a law that largely bans abortions, igniting a debate about the issue on the tiny twin island nation. A top local court ruled this month that a legal challenge launched by a doctor and a nonprofit organization will go ahead as it dismissed the government's motion to strike the case. This is SRN News. A California man is facing new federal charges in connection with a courthouse bomb attack that injured five people. Jason Walker has more.
Authorities say Nathaniel McGuire has been charged with using a weapon of mass destruction, damaging a building with an explosive, and possessing unregistered destructive devices. McGuire was arrested September 25th after he threw a bag with explosives into the lobby of a courthouse in Santa Maria. At that time, he was about to be arraigned on a gun charge. McGuire now facing a range of other charges, including attempted murder. Jason Walker reporting.
Spirit Airlines is cutting jobs and selling off some jets worth millions of dollars as the budget carrier aims to cut costs amid looming financial struggles and an uncertain future. Spirit says it's been identified about $80 million of cost-cutting measures set to begin early next year. You'll find more of these stories online at srnnews.com.